Ever heard of the seven stages of a small penis? They're pretty simple. First is the stage of shock. Do you remember the first pornographic film you watched? The first time you saw a real cock? You were in shock at the size of those fucksticks in the films when compared to what's hanging between your legs. The other men have real dicks. And you know at this point that other men were bigger than you. Other men can please women like you never could. And I'm sure it's quite painful to bear. Then we come to the second stage, the stage of denial. I mean, when you were younger, you had a ridiculously small dick, and then you went through puberty and you thought you're dick was growing, that you were the leader of the pack like most boys do, not really knowing the truth because you couldn't compare with the others, or at least you didn't. You're always the shy one in the showers. Girls would laugh at you, but you figured that was normal, didn't you? Then we have the third stage, anger. Once you get over the initial shock and over the denial, which probably takes quite a while, you probably start to think to yourself, it's not fair. I want a big dick too. After all, the other men have nice big dicks. But here you are with your little nubbit. You want to be the one to bed all the women. But no. That's only for the real men with real cocks, not tiny, pathetic, puny dick boys like you. You're jealous, and you're angry. But it's not their fault that you're inadequate, that you can't measure up and aren't a real man, now is it? Then you come to stage four, which is negotiation. You've heard that size doesn't matter, and that gave you some hope for whatever reason, because let's face it, size does matter. You thought maybe you could find a woman who doesn't mind your inadequate masculinity. You soon discover that not only is it inadequate for some women, but that your dick is in fact inadequate for all women. Are you and your little nubbit losing hope there? Any woman who has seen you naked has laughed in your face, behind your back, and even to your friends. And then unfortunately, you will come to stage five, which is depression over your tiny little dick. I mean, you finally realize that women have no use for that little thing you call a penis. I mean, she can find bigger dicks anywhere. You realize that you will probably never get to have sex the way other men do. Even pity sex seems to be diminishing because as sorry for you as a girl may feel, every girl has her limits. Women need real men for sex. And of course, you're simply not that, are you? You're deeply saddened when you come to that realization. The only option to get any kind of action is to give the action to the real men by turning into a cocksucker. Don't be sad for too long. It's something you've got to live with. You have to deal with the fact that you have a tiny dick, tiny shriveled up balls that simply won't produce the testosterone that a real man can. This is life. Get over it. Now we come to stage six, which is testing. You decide to test your waters. Well, how do you live with a small, pathetic dick? You've thought about ways to overcome its shortcomings, and you're still wondering if you can live a full life. I mean, well, definitely not a full sex life. You still have a tiny dick. I mean, you probably do fantasize about how it would be with a woman and not have to worry about the size of your penis, but there's a reason it's just called a fantasy. Eventually, you realize that a woman can love you for your money and your tongue. while she has sex with a real man, because you won't be fulfilling any woman's sexual needs and desires. Those are reserved for real men. Not inadequate little dick bandits. So you have to test your cunning linguist skills to be able to move on. And now, you finally reached stage 7, which is acceptance. I mean, now you realize that your place in life is to be a servant to a woman and her male companion. You know you can never be a real man. You know you don't deserve to have sex with her or put your dick in any orifice in any part of any real woman's body. These things are reserved for real men only. I mean, I'm sure you can watch. Your job will be to give her the finer things in life, to shower her with gifts, to worship her, to massage her shoulders and worship her from head to toe. From time to time, you'll be granted permission to use your tongue to worship her pussy, and if you're lucky, you may be allowed to worship her ass. But that's the limit for your sexual gratification. You are to serve her and her male lovers and companions. Real men have real cocks. You don't have a real cock, making you not a real man. The sooner you accept it, the faster you can move on to the life that you are doomed to have anyway. And those, my tiny dick bandit friends, are the 7 stages of having a small penis. Learn them, read them, and deal with them. This is Empress Ivy of MasturbationFascination.com, RoleplayMistress.com, and PenisPenitentiary.com. And you can reach me by calling 1-800-601-7259.